This is Passport to Texas. We're hooked on fishing here at Texas Parks and Wildlife, and if you are too, then the March issue of our magazine might reel you in. Editor Louis Bond.
Well, you know, it's spring, so we're knee-deep in water, and we are fishing. We fished in February and had our special digital out there, which is still very relevant. People can go to our website and take a look at that and get lots of great fishing information. But in the March print issue, we'll have some great fishing stories as well. We're going to take a look at power plant lakes, which early in the spring, when the water's still cold, it's a great place to fish because they generate warm water. So there's nice, warm, steamy water. The fish love it, and they're biting like crazy. Then we're going to talk about catfishing as well. You know, we've spent a lot of time looking at how to grow bigger bass, and now Texas Parks and Wildlife is looking at growing bigger catfish. Catfishing is an incredibly popular sport in Texas, very abundant, so it can only get better from here. And our last feature is kind of wild and wacky. They describe it as a combination of fishing and hunting, plus a little wow, I think it's when you're going out for alligator. Can you imagine hauling in an alligator into your boat? It's a very exciting story, lots of fun. So lots of fishing and fun and adventure in our March issue.
Thanks, Louis. The March issue of the Parks and Wildlife magazine is on newsstands now. And the Sport Fish and Wildlife Restoration Program supports our series. For Texas Parks and Wildlife, I'm Cecilia Nasty.